W8FSM Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
You don't sound too happy about it. It's morning. That it is. I grabbed a wet drink in my water bottle, but I didn't grab a Vertio. Maybe I'll see if there's one on the long way. I think there's one spot along the way. I can grab a burrito or something. Pop-Tart and brewed up the coffee. Michelle was brewing. She was making her coffee, but, yeah, I know. I didn't think there was a Pop-Tart in the... I didn't think about that. I just came downstairs, put my shoes on, and... Yeah, I finally gave up trying to fall back asleep about 6 o'clock and just got up and showered and got ready to go. My phone goes in at 8, but I set my alarm for 7, and she was already up and down. I heard her downstairs, so. Like, well, it's like, skip ahead and get dressed.
Yeah,
what is
it, about 10, 15
minutes for Metamora? 22, it says for me right now.
About 30 for me, but an hour off the burn side.
Figure probably what an hour to mow it he would do. Then I gotta follow him back home.
Yeah, depending on who's got it, it might take longer to drive there than to mow.
I know what I'm wondering, but it just depends on how, you know, I wonder because Jeff was saying it was waist high. If we'll have to, like, he'll have to do multiple mulch passes, but I don't know, it depends on the weeding thing on the back, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going for a finish cut, you're just trying to mow it down.
I'm looking for greens quality, damn it. I want to be able to putt our way in.
Worked out those golf courses too long.
I have high qualities, like standards for my greens and fairways, damn. The amount of money we spend on chemicals and labor, holy hell.
Yeah, my dad's been doing it about 4 years now. Every year he's been at a different golf course. But this year he got his wife doing it too, so both of them are working the same golf course.
That's really interesting. Like, so, because we have two courses now, but then we also have, like, everybody knows everybody in the industry, and so, like, a few of us courses get in together and do group buys of chemical and things, you know, to help get a lower price. You know, because 4 or 5% costs off of the quantity we use, you know, A, besides the lower price, it lets us our dollar go farther and get more chemical.
Yeah, if there's even more bulk discount, that makes sense. In general, a golf course would be getting the bulk discount as much they use it.
Well, you would think that, but no. Because, you know, and then you got to have your licenses and permits. Permits are another thing I didn't realize as much. And then there's wildlife permits because of nesting and sorts of stuff that's got to be done.
My dad was saying they have a company coming in and do the chemicals for them, so they don't have to get the, you have to have a license to apply it or something. I don't know if there's a separate one to use it or whatever, but he was saying they use a company to do it.
You have to have the license. Certain chemicals require a certain license, an application process, and then documentation of that, storage of that in the special areas for some of the chemicals, full maintenance facility, barn area, there's the paperwork and the, all that for there, and the storage of it, and how much gets applied and where. Because we have, you know, the lakes around, at least on, at Oxford, or at Boulder, we have, you know, we have a couple of big lakes and bodies of water intermixed in between, you know, our courses, so they're really particular around that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you're putting the water supply and all the animals.
The community is called Water's Edge. So yeah, there's water around. There can be sticklers about the lakes and stuff like that. So they don't want the chemicals running, you know, too much runoff into the lake to create the algae blooms or whatever, yeah, aquatic issues.
So water is just south of you too, it's right up south of there. The one that busts up to the old neighborhood.
Is that one there off of Perry called Water's Edge? I thought it was something else.
Not off Perry, it's off Belfry. It's just past the Ocker Mansion.
The one with all the fountains there?
That's the water it's the edge of.
Well.
Yeah, so they share that little pond or lake, if you want to call it that, is it the Ocker Mansion?
Yeah, that's not what I would call that, but okay, they can think that.
Large pond.
That's being generous, but yes. WAFFM, Elba Road, 1 mile. I'm going by Chris's favorite side farm right now.
Yeah, the flooded large side farm.
Fred's ex-in-law, or Fred, Chris's ex-in-laws.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Chris's first ex-wife was, her family owns it.
Didn't know he even had an ex-wife.
She was, how do I put this delicately? I thought he busted.
What did you say?
It was a succubus. I think is what they called him.
So.
Oh man, it's gonna be wet with all this dew this morning. And there's no sun except for right by the tower.
Yeah, a lot of
rain stays away,
too.
I thought that said it was supposed to be tonight for rain.
Yeah, not seeing it on radar, but Google does say 30% at 1.
There's somebody on a golf course right now. People on the LaPierre golf course.
family birds.
Yeah, the reason we have to, you know, wipe the greens down in the morning.
The money's green.
I was wondering where everybody is. Well, we're on VHF. Oh, you're on UHF. We're on VHF. Oh, wait. I can't tell you.
You're on VHF. I don't know who you're talking to.
Bill, we're on VHF. You're on UHF. Yeah, but Lance's brain got scrambled last night, so he can't comprehend that. So we gotta be gentle with Lance today. His head hurts.
My head's fine if my knee hurts.
No, I'm on VH. I can hear you, though.
So I should get ready to get going immediately.
And coming up Wilder, WNSF.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November.
daily use are the portable septic 7-8% drowning.
UDP, Kilo 8, my can't remember radio check. Andrew UDP, this is Kilo Echo 8, my can't in November, radio check. N0UEP, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, radio check. Any station, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, radio check. Two of us acknowledge that we heard a station, but we're broken and unreadable. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, mobile, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
The KU station that was monitoring, I didn't get the rest of your call there. WCMN. Yeah, somebody's trying to get in there, you're not making it. There was a call in there with a K-8 call. I didn't get the suffix, and you said you were monitoring. It's on frequency. WCMN.
This is KD8REC, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, Seven Lakes Campground Portable. Over.
Okay. You said Seven Lakes? Where's that at?
On the map, it's just a little bit east of Fenton. Over.
Okay. Yeah, there was another station in there. The younger kid, I didn't catch his call, but I was, he said he was monitoring and looking for a radio check a bunch of times as I was going to chat with him. But he must have changed frequencies.
All right, yeah, try again. I tried calling him back, too. I was sitting down. I just got a 10-watt HP with a goose throat antenna on the top of it, and I was getting in, but I don't know if he came back to me and made it. I just don't know if my report was scratchy, unreadable, so I tried you, and then you're hearing me, so I'm not sure who it was then. Thanks for taking my call. This is KD8REC.
I think I know that call. How are you going to do the next from there, though, is what I want to wonder.
Hey, take that call.
The mobile station, you're not holding it. I don't know what frequency you're on. I haven't looked it up yet, but, Brett, you don't have to be a stranger.
Understand. Heading up to Frankenmuth in a little bit, so maybe I can catch up with you later. Take that other call coming in for the radio check. Over.
Alright, I still didn't get his call. Did you get his call?
Oh, you trampled him. Hey, station calling for a radio check. Try it a couple times. Over.
Okay.
Yeah, the N0 station, it wasn't you, it was actually the other guy. But yeah, you're a rough copy. I don't, just take a look at us, see what frequency you're on.
14662.
I should be getting a little closer here in a bit. Okay, you're on Lapeer. So what is your location?
I am just approaching Columbusville Road.
On, what, 24?
Now I'm coming from about Lakeland High School, on Marathon.
Sorry, I think you're going to have to try a different frequency, because you're not holding the Lapeer very well. My frequency list, you can find it at WATMN.net. Click on the VHF tab. Give it up to there.
Brad, are you still here?
WATF. Give me an SWR. Up here.
Hey, just getting up, coming up the hill.
Give me an SWR on Lapeer.
I didn't get it to open. I'm getting into Mason, Greenfield, and downtown. Full field there, so I'm definitely off. Look at that.
Hey, I can't hear the Lapeer repeater over here, or right here. Obviously, I was getting in, though.
Yeah, but I just tried in now that I got the motor in.
High power, just left the house. You gotta give me a second though, because I gotta switch back to 3-1 because I can't hear it over here. Can you read up here? Alright, I'm back.
Yeah,
couldn't copy. Maybe you gotta go that way when you go home.
KEMYN, KEMYN, this is N0 UDC, how copy?
W8 CMN.
KEHMYN, KEHMYN, this is N0 UEP.
Was that N0 UDP?
N0 UDP, this is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November.
You're connected to CMN.
Uniform Echo.
Okay, you're not into the system good, so just slow down and save your call a little bit slower, please. W8CMN.
Member, Zero, Uniform, Echo, Papa. November, Zero, Uniform, Echo, Papa, Kilo, S8, Mike Yankee, November. Okay, James, you're a little bit broken up, but I'm on the rubber duck. I'm the Caribbean place right now. I just entered Columbia, though. I'm headed that way. Okay, copy, your head is this way. N0, UEP. N0, UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November. The roads between here and there are a mess. Lots of construction. Hey, but at least they're fixing them, right? why you're having trouble holding the repeater. You don't seem like you're that bad into it. Any station on the repeater, radio check. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee November.
Yeah, you're full scale here.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB8OOE, KB8OOE, KC8OZK. KC8OZK.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE, KB8OOE, KC8OZK.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
RAC portable.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
It really is there.
WHCMN.
Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.